Welcome to the home of Blood, Sweat, and Words, a podcast that empowers writers. My name is Joanne Carson. I'm a fiction and nonfiction author, blogger, and podcaster, and I'm trying to make sense of the writing world today. My weekly show is current, relevant, and above all, honest. Join me, and we'll talk it to the bone. That's what Blood, Sweat, and Words is all about. A look at the publishing landscape at the end of 2018. Today's episode airs on New Year's Day 2019. I want to talk about the publishing world as I see it as we enter a new year. I realize for many of you this information is not at all new, but for others it is, so bear with me. The publishing world functions as a big monopoly game. The writer leaves home with her freshly polished manuscript under her arm, her head and heart filled with hope. As she meanders through the street, she discovers many publishing options. But the roll of the dice is not always kind. The object of the game is connecting her story with an audience that will appreciate it. But that's not as easy as it sounds. There are more opportunities out there than ever before, but the question is, which one is best for her stories? And which ones are a dead end? Forget monopoly. You could also say it's a crapshoot. There are three main publishing choices: traditional publishing, small presses, and or self-publishing. Each option has advantages and disadvantages. First, let's look at traditional publishing. Traditional publishing, sometimes called legacy publishing, is dominated by the big five. That's right, just five. Penguin Random House, Simon Schuster, HarperCollins, Macmillan, and Hachette. Once upon a time, there were more publishers, but the bigger ones ate the little ones until we were left with the big five. Each of them owns many imprints. If you check in my show notes, you will find a link to a fascinating diagram that details which imprints belong to each of the five. To get a contract for your book with one of the big five, you need an agent who will shop your book around the editors that represent the big houses. When you get a contract, your story will go through several edits and be given a cover. The process can take a year and a half or longer. These books are featured in brick-and-mortar bookstores. What are the advantages of being published by one of the big five? You get an advance when you sign a contract. You don't have to pay for your editing or your cover design. And you can proudly say that you are published by one of the big guys. What are the disadvantages? You only make between 5 to 15% on gross royalties and 25% on ebooks. You have little say over the title or cover of your book and its distribution. It takes longer to get your book to market. Now let's look at small presses. The definition of a small press is a publisher with annual sales below a certain level. In the U.S., that level is $50 million. The advantage of a small press is that they have more flexible contract terms and the author can negotiate a higher percentage of the royalties. They've become very popular and, unfortunately, some of them are now closing. The disadvantages? The editors and cover designers are assigned by the press. Self-publishing or indie publishing? There are many ways to self-publish. I prefer to call it indie publishing, by the way, because it's all about independence. The writer is the author, publisher, and entrepreneur. The marketer. The advantages of going indie are: 1. You retain all your publishing rights. 2. On ebooks, you make 70% of the royalties unless you price your book below $2.99. You have control over how much you make on print books by adjusting the price. You have full control over the title, editing, cover design, marketing, and distribution. The disadvantage? All parts of the writing and publishing of your book rests on your shoulders. Now let's talk about the changing landscape. As 2018 comes to a close, the world of publishing is changing at breathtaking speed. I've noticed five pivotal changes of late. Imprints, which belong to the big five, are folding into each other as publishers fight to survive. That means there are less opportunities, less places you can place your book within the big five. 2. Amazon nixed also bots, forcing writers to pay for exposure on their sales pages, a model which is called pay-to-play. Facebook went to this model 2 years ago. 3, Amazon appears to be moving towards a more geocentric model where books are managed more within countries. It makes sense regarding taxes, but the U.S. market continues to be the strongest, so it's rather confusing at the moment because we all want to have access, full access, to the American market. 4, as it becomes easier and easier to publish, a growing tsunami of books is flooding the market, creating a situation where there is more supply than demand, and it is increasingly difficult to get a book noticed. And 5, audiobooks and podcast serials are becoming more popular, taking some of the market away from print. The good news? No matter how much the publishing landscape changes, there is one absolute constant. We need good stories. It's part of our cultural DNA. From the time of the caveman, stories have been handed down. Storytelling will never disappear. The world needs more storytellers. The world needs you. But will things slow down? No, that's not the way things work when you're in the middle of a technological revolution. Change is a constant, and speed just keeps picking up. I'll borrow from Joanna Penn's podcast timeline she put up on December 3rd. Some of the key moments in time that I wanted to note are: in 2007, Kindle Books opened in the U.S. In 2009, KDP launched internationally. Kobo and Nook started up. In 2010, Apple launched iBooks. In 2013, ACX launched, which allows writers to create their own audiobooks. In 2014, Patreon began, which allows creators to get paid by their patrons. 2015, Facebook went to pay-to-play model, so that all of us who had spent hours and cash developing a massive list of followers could no longer reach them unless we paid Facebook money. 2018, Amazon rocks the world with changes, which are somewhat unclear at this point. It appears they've gone to a pay-to-play model and are developing a more geocentric model. But nobody knows for sure what they're doing. All of these changes has made it difficult for mid-list writers to make a living in indie publishing alone. Content marketing and multiple streams of income have become buzzwords in the business. Each of these events monumentally changed our lives as authors and readers. At the end of November, Mark Dawson said, and I quote, "There has been more change in the book industry in the last 6 weeks than there has been in the last 6 years." There's nothing slowing down. We need to embrace change. Who am I to give advice? No one. I'm like you, a writer in the trenches, watching it all happen. What I can do is tell you my plan for 2019, even though we all know where plans sometimes lead. My 3 large goals for 2019 are to 1, keep informed about the events affecting the industry. 2, improve my writing craft, podcasting, and marketing skills. And 3, talk about the changes in the industry with my fellow writers, because I believe that when we share our ideas and experiences, we all grow stronger. Now, they say that goals to be useful need to be specific, so I'll give you my specifics list. I plan to launch my book, Podcasting for Authors, in February, and the first 2 stories in my new Cassie Black Paranormal Cozy Mystery series in the spring. I'm also determined to grow my podcast audience. It's kind of grow or die. What are your goals? I'd love to hear from you. Tune in next week for a really exceptional episode. I'm chatting with Kevin Tumlinson, the head of marketing at Draft to Digital, and we talk about his writing. He's an award-winning thriller writer, about Draft to Digital, and about podcasting. It's an incredible episode. I hope you join us. Now it's your turn. What do you think about today's topic? You can leave me comments on my website or email me directly. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to know more about me, check out my podcast website, bloodsweatandwords.com. You can also sign up for my weekly newsletter there, which contains writing tips and information about upcoming episodes. You also get a free book if you sign up. Now, if you really, really enjoy the show, please consider becoming one of my patrons through Patreon and help me pay my podcasting bills. You can pledge as little as $1 a month and make a big difference. And that's a wrap. I leave you with a quote from J.K. Rowling. The idea of just wandering off to a cafe with a notebook and writing and seeing where that takes me for a while is just bliss. I think we can all relate to that one. See you between the lines.